Welcome back to Eye on Careers. It's the career clinic. If you're out there slugging it, looking for a job, getting pounded by rejection after rejection, sending your CV out in cyberspace to get no response, if you're qualified but you can't find that qualified job, this is a segment you want to be listening to. It's the exciting story of Muhammad Khan, a man who sold his car to buy himself lunch, keep looking for that job. It's so exciting, so dramatic. Sanjay Vig said, no, I can't go to a party. I can't go to the dinner party. I got to stay. In fact, I'm going to come and help out. And so Sanjay is back here in the studio. Sanjay, welcome back.
Thank you, Shane.
It's amazing. I said, wow, a banker with a heart. Who knew those existed? But so here we have Muhammad Khan, a live story of a man who's currently looking for a job. We are going to help. We're going to put wind in his sails right now. We have 10 minutes. Muhammad, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane.
So you inspired me with a little bit of the eye of the tiger because I know you're having a tough time.
Indeed. Big time. Big time. But no regrets. And still in the race.
And still running positive. High. Give us a little background about yourself. What's your background?
Well, I'm an ACCA, CIA, CRMA, and APFA qualified. So professionally, I'm highly qualified. And
I think you need to take a course just to understand what that was. In essence, you're a chartered accountant.
So I'm in chartered accountant, finance, plus internal audit. So it's a combination of both. And moreover, I have 7 years of experience from two of the big four firms. One, most of it has been from KPMG. So I spent majority of my career in big four, followed by qualifications, world-renowned, US, UK qualifications. That's what I'm into.
Right. So you're a UK qualified chartered accountant.
Yeah, ACCA from UK.
So, and what job are you looking for?
I'm targeting two positions. As a manager in finance, targeting reporting and consolidation, what I used to do is subsidiaries management, followed by internal audit. I am very good in compliance and internal controls. That's what I'm targeting right now.
So if anybody out there needs a finance manager, give us a call at 04-423-1010 and give us a ring, or SMS is at 4001.
Also an internal audit manager if you need someone. Didn't want to miss that.
So what are you doing to what's your job search entail? Give us a little background on what your strategy is. And how do you think how are we moving this ball forward?
Shane, I got laid off as part of restructuring plan in February 2013. From that point till past Saturday, I didn't know what to do. I wasn't receiving calls with all this qualification, with all this experience. And to be very honest, before this layoff, I had never ever applied to any position. I used to get promoted every year. My profile says that I have been promoted every year. But I never applied for any position because most of the time people used to see my work and they used to invite me and keep promoting me till last Saturday. Last Saturday, I learned after 8 months what I need to do. And now I am like there's a blazing fire in my heart.
What is it? What's changed? I mean, what are you doing differently now?
I actually sold my car to attend your seminar. And then once I sold my car, I got to know what I need to do. And it was like it started at 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening. I learned what I need to do. I need to go out in the market, and for all those people who are listening to me right now and who are without a job or are searching for a job, you need to go out and sell yourself. I wasn't doing that. I was at home. I was just simply applying.
I mean, that didn't come out exactly right. I mean, I don't know, you mean that figuratively, that you need to market yourself. You're a brand. You need to get out there. I like the North Star principle, just meet your new boss. You're going to go a day. If you haven't met anyone who can be your new boss, chances are you won't get a job offer. Simple. So just Absolutely. Ask yourself, did I meet anyone today who could be my new boss? If the answer is no, then tomorrow, make sure you meet someone who can be your own boss. And you figure out the rest. Keep that in front of you. You'll figure out how to do that.
And Shane, the same thing which you taught us in this past Saturday, I've seen the results. My LinkedIn profile has literally skyrocketed from 1 to 2 person. Every day, 30 to 40 people review my profile. Just today, a consultant, a very, very big consultant, recruitment consultant, called me and he said, can I have a meeting with you next week? And I was like, you want to meet me or should I be asking you to come and meet me? So see, this has really been a big, big change in just 5 days. And the idea is coming out like a tsunami out of me. I knew all these things. I knew all these, everything was inside me, but I didn't know what to do. And now I'm just only left with 15 days. I'm just having this time constraint. Otherwise, I could make wonders. Literally, I can make wonders now.
So it's just basically the change. So it doesn't sound, it sounds like you're on your way. The big change, I think, is number one, meet your own boss. Keep that in front of you.
Most important.
Number two, a lot of people don't realize your CV is obsolete. Okay, you're not going to get a job sending your CV out. If you're sending your CV, it's because it's 500 years old. You know, Leonardo da Vinci used the CV when he wanted a job. Why are you doing the same thing he was doing in the 1400s? Okay, so get rid of it. And what I like to see people do is use your information. For example, Sanjay, you are an investment banker. If I sat there and I said, here's my CV, you'd probably delete it because I'm not an investment banker. If I said, hey, Sanjay, here's a little article I made. I interviewed, you know, the top five investment bankers in the Middle East and also did an analysis of the top five IPOs done in the last decade, of which, you know, you were involved in two. And I'd like to just send this over to you and read it. How would that sit in terms of effectiveness?
Well, in today's time, it's not just about how good you are. It's how important you can be to the institution. Mm-hmm. So if you've done your homework on the institution and you've already written to them where you see that institution or what improvements you can bring about to the institution, there's a very high probability that I may give you a call and call you over rather than you just send me a CV.
Right. So it's about showing that added value. But I think more it's the passion, like, hey, I just don't want a job. Man, I love investment banking. Look at these deals. This is amazing. You know, I think you could have done this acquisition like this, or here's different ways of creating value. And it plugs into, you know, what your strategy is of your particular, of Alpine Capital. This is your strategy and vision. Here's your strengths. Look, here's a couple ideas I had of how we could capitalize on those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the sense that today, in this time, especially when earlier in the, when you were in a job, somebody else would have come to you and hired you for a change of job. Mm. Today, when you are looking out, I think you have the time. Just go and make the effort where you want to be and start applying to those institutions, writing what is the improvement you perceive you can bring about to the institution. It need not necessarily be an improvement, but how you can actually contribute to that institution. And if somebody there sees value, there's a higher probability that you may get called for an interview.
No, absolutely.
And I like the other North Star principle that I like to use in these cases is intellectual curiosity. Are you demonstrating intellectual curiosity with your profession? Are you actually digging up those transactions, those deals, you know, internal audit? How has internal audit evolved over the last century? You know, where is it going? What are the top five, you know, I don't know, internal audit systems you can implement within a banking, within a bank or within a construction? Or what's the difference across sectors that, you know, here's the idiosyncratic risks of this particular industry versus those, and how are we going to mitigate those? And now when you look, you'll notice that there's people in the landscape who are actually the face of this industry that are actually implementing these innovations, these changes. And all of a sudden, it's more work, but you get energized because they're like, I actually really want to meet this person because you're doing what I was reading about. That's so cool. And I don't know if you're utilizing any of these concepts.
Exactly. See, Shane, like what I learned is that you need to be very, very passionate about what you know, what you want to do. I lost that passions. And once I started to gain that passion, I could see the change. I could see it everywhere. Now, if this time constraint wouldn't have been the problem, CV is nowhere in the list to do.
You don't use the CV and you're getting meetings, right?
People are calling me.
There you go.
Can I meet you next week? The CV is nowhere on the list. Applying online is nowhere on the list.
Thank you.
The passion is coming out. And I was telling Shane, when we were coming over here, he has at least 200 to 300 group members. How many of them attended the seminar? Not even half of them. People don't want to accept that change. People don't want to take that initiative. I was very happy when I saw that so few people are there. Wow. Now it's just us. We can go out in the market and we can sell themselves. At the end of the seminar, I was going in the metro and I was going to my home. And I was like banging my head on this handle.
Was not part of the program.
That was not part of the program.
Head banging is not part of the program.
Because Dubai and this entire UAE, full of opportunities. I could
Thank
see
you.
Construction Thank going you. Throughout from this metro station of Emirates Metro Station to Barsha, and I couldn't find a job. So definitely, if you can't find a job, there's a problem with you. You don't know the direction. I didn't know it. I learned it.
Well, I think it's what you were saying earlier, since you're an internal optimist. You have to be like, this is the most exciting time to be alive if you want to do business in the last 2,000 years.
I completely agree with that. You need to have that optimism around you. But sometimes what happens is that if you think that this path is not there, as I said, you need to reevaluate, need to take a step back. Am I thinking correct? Am I doing it correct? Is there a better way I can do this? Or maybe you counsel. And as you rightly did, you did counsel with Shane, and
Indeed.
You know, there's a big difference.
Indeed.
Sometimes your mind sort of blocks. And what do? You start chatting with somebody else, you open up and you brainstorm, and things really come out. And that's what I see the change here.
And I have like one slide that I show with pictures of forests, right? And then nature shots. And then you ask people, what do you see? And you can't see. They just say, but when you actually look at the picture, there's a wolf there, there's a squirrel there. And it's like if we came to where I'm from, Canada, we walk through the woods, you know, where I'm a city guy, we'll just walk right past all these animals. But if you walk with the nature guide, he's like, look right there. You know, that's the spotted grouse. Very, very, like, I didn't even notice it was there, right? And it's the same thing in the market. Every day you wake up, you walk down the street, people are passing you that can give you a job, that can give you opportunities. Well, even if it's your next IPO, if it's your next executive search mandate, or it's your job, opportunities are just bustling in this town. Dubai is one of the most exciting cities to live in, and this is the most exciting time you could be alive.
Indeed. And Sanjay, like you said, that counseling is very important, but it's also very, very important that you meet the right person. Half of the people who can't do it themselves, they'll make sure that you don't.
No, which is true. I completely agree.
It's very, very important that you go to the right person. I was lucky. You know, when I came over here on a visit visa, people literally told me, pick your CV, go door to door and drop your CV. That's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing you can do. Shane, in his seminar, he specifically mentioned, when you invite someone, you don't at all. And he really emphasized, I'm not telling you to ask him that to give a job. Can you repeat that? What exactly you said?
Yeah, and never ask someone for a job.
Absolutely.
Never give them your CV. And it's exactly like Sanjay said, have a value added discussion. If I sat down with you and Rohit and talked about talent acquisition, I would never say, give me a search mandate. I will give you advice on how to optimize your talent acquisition and retention strategies at your organization.
Absolutely.
And by default, you would be like, well, Shane, maybe you can help us out with something. You
know, absolutely.
If you like what I was saying, maybe you wouldn't like what I was saying. And then I would go on to someone who finally did.
A lot of the times we give our clients advice and they then come back and say, why don't you make it happen for us? And that's the difference, you know.
That's the difference. So you got to think like a businessman. You got to get out there, give that advice. And Muhammad Khan, it sounds like you're on the track.
Yeah, indeed. Full of passions.
It's like watching the Muhammad Ali fight, and they were saying, your next shot's going to be a knockout.
Wish him the best, yeah?
Okay. Sanjay, thanks for staying a little later. I know you kept your wife, Rudy, here as waiting to go and be taken out on the town, so enjoy the evening, and thanks again for coming back.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.
That was Sanjay Vig, the Managing Director of Alpen Capital, and this is Muhammad Khan. Thanks. We're going to be listening to you, Muhammad. We're going to keep track of you. We want to see you get that job, so we're all rooting for you. Watch this story unfold on our Facebook, which is Shane Career Clinic, or on our LinkedIn, which is Shane Phillips Career Clinic, and our Twitter, which is Shane Career Clinic. So it's just Shane Career Clinic. You'll find me out there on the net. Coming up, we have an amazing story of Marcus Machen, the Chief Executive Officer of Tufton Oceanic. He's going to be telling us how he got into the top job. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute.